When I began my working life, there was no equality legislation on the books. There was no guarantee that you would get the same pay for the same work. That is all changed. When I first began my working life, don't forget we had never had a woman as a prime minister. People were still falling over themselves with amazement if women were judges. You know, women doing senior jobs in public life were still, people were still commenting on it. Now, all of that's gone, I think. It's very, very rare nowadays that you see a story saying, good heavens, a woman has got a job, you know. But it's more subtle than that, I think. And I think really where the battles now are not about old star crude, you can't have the job because you're a woman. I think there are probably some little pockets of that, as we heard that night at the launch of the exhibition. I think much more challenging now for many women is the challenge of reconciling motherhood and career. I don't think any profession has got that cracked. I don't think any of us quite know how to do this. I'm delighted that we now have generous statutory support, not only for women, but for men, as they begin their parental lives. But I don't think we've really figured out how to ensure that people who take breaks from their careers to bring up children, and who are then out of the career track in those crucial years where a lot of people are building careers, I don't think we've quite worked out how to ensure that people then don't in some ineradicable way fall behind, or that when they do return, and I know lots of people who face this problem, people return from paternity or maternity leave and find that they're somehow under subtle psychological pressure to outperform their colleagues, just to prove that being a parent isn't taking the edge off them. And I think that's a very, very difficult issue to crack. It's not about women, it's about parents.